record! Not this record! Not this record!
Singles, albums, LP records, and they're all scratched.
Sound just like a record on a phonograph.
May I say, before this record spins to a close,
today on The Vinyl Experience. For the 75th birthday anniversary of John Lennon, songs that he wrote, songs that evoke his spirit. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. One of a few heavy takes on the John Lennon songbook that we'll hear on today's Vinyl Experience, Deep Purple's version of Help. And before that, the Paul McCartney and Wings song that I always took as a kind of an open love letter to John from Paul at a time when they were beginning to reconcile after a few years of some very public differences. It seems like Paul is doing a very exact musical and even vocal impression of his friend and former bandmate in Let Me Roll It. Susie and the Banshees take Dear Prudence for a wild ride as the Vinyl Experience salute to John Lennon on his 75th birthday anniversary continues.
let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. I'm nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know, and it's a dream. I think I know of the R, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. I'm nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. See.
For the soundtrack of the 1978 film All This and World War II, Peter Gabriel gave us that version of Strawberry Fields Forever, Vanilla Fudge, and Ticket to Ride, Heavy Duty, Susie and the Banshees, Punking Up Dear Prudence, and Spooky Tooth's unique, heavy take on I Am the Walrus, on the Vinyl Experience, saluting John Lennon's 75th birthday anniversary.
How they fly like Lucy in the sky. See how they fly. pilchards, climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Parliamentary penguin singing Hare Krishna, man, you should have seen the kicking at the Alamo. I'm the Eggman. We are the Eggman.
Yeah. I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair?
Don't you know I can't sleep at night since you've been gone? I never weep at night.
I can't go on.
Don't you know I can't take it?
You know I can't sleep at night, but just the same, I never weep at night. I call your name.
Don't you know I can't take it? I don't know who can. I'm not gonna make it. I'm not that kind of man.
Don't you know I can't sleep at night, but just the
Elliott belting out I Call Your Name with the Mamas and the Papas, and John joining David Bowie on guitar for Bowie's remake of Across the Universe, one of a couple of occasions when John participated in a remake of one of his Beatles songs by a superstar artist of the year 1974, the other example being Elton John's version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. In 1981, on the album Hot Space, Queen paid tribute to John Lennon on the Freddie Mercury song Life is Real, Song for Lennon, on the Vinyl Experience.
Guilt stains on my pillow, blood on my terraces, tosses in my closet, shadows from my past. Life is real. Life is real. Life is real. Waking up in a minefield, dream is just a pleasure dome. Love is a roulette wheel. Life is real. Life is real. Life is real. Oh yeah. Success is my breathing space. I brought it on myself. I will grasp it. I will catch it. I can take it or leave it. Loneliness is my hiding place. Breastfeeding myself. What more can I say? I have swallowed the bitter pill. I can taste it. I can taste it. Life is real. Life is real. Life is real. loving like a hawk. Lennon is a genius, living in every pore. Life is real. Life is real. Life is real. So real. Life is cruel. Life is a bitch. Life is real. So real. Life is real. Life is real. Yeah. Life is real.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. And you were the one who had made it so clear. Oh, Lord, she is a girl. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty.
Harrison was the first to deal publicly in song with the death of John Lennon by releasing the song all those years ago, about 6 months after the event, in May of 1981. The song was originally recorded just a few weeks before John's murder in December of 1980, and it was intended to be a gift for Ringo Starr. They recorded a backing track together, George and Ringo. Then, after the event, George changed the song with new lyrics, and he invited Paul McCartney to participate with backup harmonies. Paul brought along not only his wife Linda, but former Wings bandmate Denny Lane. Also in the mix, Al Cooper. Listen carefully to the words. If you take them apart from the pop music, they're a punch in the gut, a powerful statement of grief and remorse, not just for the loss of John, but for the whole pop music scene that all of them had been sucked into. With the pop melody behind it, it's a wry and ironic statement. We'd expect no less from George Harrison.
Just want to tell you the message. Sometimes it's such a drag. I don't feel like getting up in the morning. Then something happens, clicks in my head. I feel like crying once more again. Every day, but I know it's gonna be alright.
Well, that handsome young fellow is celebrating a birthday today, too. Happy 40th birthday to Sean Ono Lennon. Captured in that recording about 1984, at the age of about 9, singing his mother's song from a compilation called Every Man Has a Woman Who Loves Him, Songs of Yoko Ono. Sean has been close to his mom personally and professionally through the years. Also his longtime companion Charlotte Kemp Buell, with whom he forms the group Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. A few years back, they recorded a record with Mark Ronson producing. Here is Jardin du Luxembourg, Sean Ono Lennon. Happy 40th birthday from the Vital Experience.
Listen in the law, I'll get rid of that.
Sean Lennon's birthday anniversaries would not be complete without a full examination of the Lennon family tree musically. And there is the very first recording of Julian Lennon accompanying his dad on the Lee Dorsey song Yaya, the very last track on John's 1974 LP Walls and Bridges. Finally, on the vinyl experience, some songs that speak for themselves and for the Lennon spirit and legacy.
When I was younger, living confusion, deep despair. When I was younger, living illusion, freedom, power. When I was younger.
Remember all my life, those
changed, some forever, not for better. Some are gone and some remain. All these places had their meanings. With lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life I've loved them. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you. Affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you.
And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, ooh, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. You were here today, ooh, here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears. No, no. I love you, ooh. What about the time we met? Well, I suppose that you could say that we were playing hard to get. Didn't understand the thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, then you were here today. Ooh, for you were in my song. Ooh, here today.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Paul McCartney's Song of Remembrance from the 1982 release Tug of War, Here Today. Judy Collins' version of In My Life, and John Lennon singing Borrowed Time in the very last months of his life in 1980 for the tracks that would eventually be released as the album Milk and Honey posthumously. 75 years on, we all shine on. Catch up with past Vinyl Experience Radio Hour shows at prn.fm and rtds.ca in the archives. Enjoy 24/7 spins of vinyl on iHeartRadio's Vinyl Experience station. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Capilcante.